So, Nancy, a month or two ago, DeGroote's eyes pop open one morning, and the word she spake was waffles. And I said, okay, I'll make some waffles. And she said, no, I will make the waffles. Well, it always makes me a little bit nervous when DeGroote is on her own in the kitchen, but I must admit that an hour later, we were eating the best waffles ever.
Well, I'm assuming if it took an hour, then she must have made yeasted waffles, am I right?
No, not yeasted. In fact, later she said, you didn't even remember what she did. She just threw the stuff together. But no, they were not yeasted waffles,
but
they were really good waffles, and we ate them like little piggies, and we still had leftovers, so I just froze them, and I thought, well, we'll make these into toaster waffles down the road. We can just pull them out and toast them.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good idea. I've done that myself.
And then just a few days ago, it just popped into my mind, maybe I was thinking of Mildred Pierce, I don't know. But chicken and waffles popped into my mind.
You know, chicken and waffles have become so very popular in and around Seattle. It's like the hot thing, even at the fanciest restaurants.
Yeah. And I thought, hey, I got waffles in the freezer, and I'll just make some fried chicken, and we'll have chicken and waffles. And so I did, and it was real good. But you have a fried chicken method that is not exactly orthodox, is it, Nancy?
Well, you may think it's not orthodox, Stein, but, I have a couple of great chicken methods. One that has to do with breakfast, which is using cornflake crumbs just on a chicken breast. I make that all the time. Flour, egg, and these cornflake crumbles, which are incredible. I love that. And then there's Lisa Dupar's fried chicken from her book Fried Chicken and Champagne. It's her version of Southern fried chicken. You know Lisa, she's a wonderful caterer and owns Pomegranate Bistro in Redmond. And in the book, she suggests taking 2 to 3 sleeves of saltine crackers, crumbling them in a Ziploc. So you make fried chicken, but you just fry it for part of the time. You finish it in the oven, so it's not so bad for you.
Well, saltine crackers, really, Nancy? Can that really be considered real Southern fried chicken?
You know what? I'm not from the South, so I can't say, Stein.
But you don't care either.
Stein, why don't you try it before you knock it?
Well, I wasn't exactly knocking it, just expressing a certain amount of dubiosity.
Well, you know what? If you're too lazy to wake up and make homemade waffles and fry some chicken, I might suggest you go out to brunch. And there's several great places around the Seattle area where we can do that. One is Rue in Fremont, where they serve fried chicken and waffles with a ham hock maple jus. And in my neighborhood up here in Edmonds, we have Salt and Iron and its sister restaurant, Bar Dojo, where they make chicken and waffles. And there's Nate's Wings and Waffles down in Rainier Beach. That's owned by basketball star Nate Robinson.
Well, there's no shortage of chicken and waffles all around the Puget Sound area. And as you say, yeah, you don't want to make your own, although I already had the waffles, so I was halfway there. There's plenty of places to go. And I'll include Lisa Dupar's Southern Fried Chicken recipe that Nancy loves so much in the web post at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought.
With KPLU's Dick.
Deep Fat.
Stein. I'm Nancy Leeson.